Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, what do you think about the last day of September being upon us, ladies? It's the DJE program. Time for us to have a reckoning on the month. Not an erect radio program, but a reckoning. And I reckon that Jennifer Horn is here, and J.E. Kirshner is here. Victoria, a little under the weather. So, Jennifer, it's your turn for you to shine. What is the most important thing in the world going on right now from your perspective?
Oh, boy. That's
Big.
Yeah. I think everybody's got stuff. But I would say yesterday, probably the biggest thing, you've got the Britney story. You have Dog the Bounty Hunter getting very close to Gabby, to Brian Laundrie.
Yeah.
You've got the failure to fund the government and pass anything. And then you have the Afghanistan hearing. So I think four things, probably the big stories from yesterday. How about that?
All right. So yesterday also was National VFW Day.
And of course, and then there's that.
I thought that, they're supposed to be commemorating the hard work, the sacrifice of men and women who are veterans. And every year this becomes a stand-up for me because it's so outrageous how really and truly, and whether this day does any good, our focus does any good on it, supporting the people who have been in the service, folks who are still alive, that need help, they don't need encouragement, they just need help, they need support, and a lot of it is mental as well as the medical stuff, and we don't do a good job of it, and I don't know that I see anything happening that makes it better. I wish I could report to you that things are better, but they really aren't. At least I can. I don't even know who's the person in charge of Veterans Affairs right now. They put somebody. Every administration will change the person who's there.
Although I think that was the one person Trump kept from Obama.
And so is Trump, is Biden keeping him?
Let's see. I don't think so. I think it's someone new.
Well, anyway, we don't have to have a long haul on it. It's just something that sticks in my craw that bothers me.
Type in the vet secretary, that is a whole different thing.
Yeah. But no, what I'm wondering is under this $3.5 trillion budget that we are going
Dennis McDonough. So he's a new one. He's the 11th one that was installed.
What's his background?
9th.
Aren't you glad I asked?
I know. I always love when we do on-air Googling. It's always exciting.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. Well, it isn't, it's just something that's there with me. Something that is, when you have all of the taxes that we're paying and you have all of the things that are money's being spent on, the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse, and then we have it's one of the most important things for me anyway, deal with, and we don't deal with it. And it's such a strong constituency, you would wonder why politically these people wouldn't pay attention. That's the
thing. And they ignore them. Many times. I think one thing that, one of the things I think Trump did really well is his initiative to help the vets. And there was some improvements under the VA. They were able to start using hospitals, local hospitals. They didn't have to keep going to VA centers. I mean, there was some progress made under Trump. I don't know, quite frankly, how much emphasis the Biden administration is putting on it. But I'll tell you that Dennis McDonough served as the White House chief of staff under President Obama. Mm-hmm. He served 4 years, actually, under Obama to be a chief of staff, and he was the deputy national security advisor from 2010 to 2013. So I don't know exactly how that would make him appropriate for this position, but it sounds like he's familiar with the workings of probably Biden and how he, what he was doing under Obama, essentially.
Okay, so I want to know if, as long as we're talking about this budget and money that's being spent, has Jay received and did you, Jennifer, receive the census of the American community, the survey that's being sent out that's 46 pages long and has so much invasive questioning. I'm not filling mine out. And I would advise others, they say, you have to fill this out according to the law. I want to know how much money this thing costs.
What's on it?
This is, you didn't get one? So why do I have one?
No, I haven't gotten one.
It's probably a scam. Who's sending it to you?
No, it's not an email. It's a package. It's 46.
No, I know. But a lot of times people, I mean, the United States Census is already done. So whatever it could be someone collecting information on you.
Yeah, well, what invasive questions are they asking?
Says, send your response to respond.census.gov/ACS. So what happens when you go in there? The American Community.
I would not go to that. What is ACS?
Help in Completing. It stands for American Community Survey. There's a phone call. You wouldn't get hurt to call the number 800-354-7271. How many people are living in this address? That's one of the first questions, and as far as I'm concerned, that's none of your business. Let's see here. Is this person are these people of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Why is that special? What difference does it make? What is this person's race? White, black, American Indian, Chinese, Filipino, Asian, or other? Yep. What's the person's second name? How is this person related to person one?
Website again?
It looks legit. It's .gov. Yeah, it's census.gov. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think not everybody gets one of these. Maybe your number comes up at a certain time.
I'm not throwing it out. It says when you open it up, the response to this is required by law.
Yeah.
Really?
Did you fill one out, what was it, last year or the year before?
Me? I never filled one of these out in my life, and I never would.
No, a census, just when they ask who lives in your house.
Yeah, when they're just trying to keep
track
of the population.
Who lives in my house? Me and my dog.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Which fuel is most important for heating your home? Yeah? Is this home an apartment or mobile home?
Planning, they say.
Part of a condo. Planning what?
To figure out what kind of funding they want. So I'm sure it goes all back to taxes. They can say there's,
mortgage
how many gazillion
payment?
People, right,
uh-huh.
who are paying XYZ. Yeah, this is.
Has at any time in the last 3 months people in your family attended school or colleges? Let's see. What's the highest degree or level of? What does the government need to know this for? They don't. They're just fishing. Whatever it is, I'd like to know who is responsible.
They're trying to get funding is what they're doing,
Yeah, but what I would like to know is how much it costs. If you could find that out, that'd be cool. 46-page booklet. Let's see here.
Wow.
Has a person in your home ever been on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard?
Aren't there databases where they can just go find this information themselves?
I would have thought.
Do they really have to send things out?
Last week, did this person work for pay at a job for a business? How much did they make? What's the business? That's none of their business. None. It isn't.
What business? That's none of their business.
None of their business. Description of employment. You work for a for-profit, non-profit, government? Active duty military, non-incorporated business. How would anybody even know? Nobody knows whether I'm incorporated or not. That's none of their business. What grade or level was this person last in school? What did they achieve? They have a bachelor's degree, master's degree. There's pages after pages. And this by the way.
Though, if you don't fill this out, they're going to come knocking on your door.
Good. They won't find me home. Or I'll do what I did to the census taker that came here. Came to my house over on the other street. And I remember, for some reason, the kids were around. There were a lot of people in the driveway, and this guy drives up in a van. I remember it like it was yesterday, a Dodge van. And he gets out, hi, I'm Charlie Smith, and I'm from the government. I'm from the Census Bureau, and I need to ask you some questions. And so I looked at him, and I said, yeah, what questions do you have, sir? Well, we need to know about the barn and when it was built. Really? Why do you need to know that? Well, because the government needs to know. And I looked at him, I said, the government doesn't need to know. And he kind of hemmed and hawed and so. Well, how many cows do you have? I said, what business is that of the government's? And he kept going on and asking me questions. And I said, sir, it must become obvious to you that at this point, I'm not going to answer these questions. But he said to me, the government needs to know. I looked at him. I said, the government doesn't need to know. And they're not going to know. I have filled out my census form. You have my name, obviously, because you knew you were looking for Mr. Stefan. And when you got out of the car, and I said, hello, how are you? Nice day. And, sir, you have a good day. So he kind of walked away talking to himself, got in his car and drove off. Never heard from him again. But I just, I see this is a complete invasion of privacy. So they can knock on my door all they want, unless they take me away in chains. See, this is the kind of stuff. You talk about vaccines and freedom and all of that stuff, and we have the right to choose. I choose not to answer these questions. They want to know what my income was for the past 12 months. Look at my tax return. Plenty of people there. What do you need me to tell you what my money, where my money came from? It's none of your business. I paid my taxes, filled out the form. Everybody is satisfied because the IRS hasn't come knocking on my door. And even if they did, I probably wouldn't respond much to them either. So I just think we have everybody just sort of becomes a putty in the hands of government because the government this, the government that. You got to do this. You got to do that. No, 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 no. And maybe that's the attitude we ought to have toward the mandate coming from the government to get a shot, even though I'm supportive of the shot. I'm not supportive of being told you must do it. Why don't you think it through? And I mean, think it through using information that is correct. That's the hardest thing about all of this, to find the right information. Because, Jay, people like you on social media spread things. I don't mean like you, but, you know, people that are a lot, spend a lot of time on social media. You know, you spread the facts. I want the facts. And the fact is that the vaccines are better for you than not. In most cases, some people have an allergic reaction, probably shouldn't take them, and maybe they don't know that till they do take them. But for the most part, I would say probably 98-99% of the country ought to have a shot. And then we'd stop all this foolishness, wasting all this time talking about this stuff, and move on to things that are important, like what Elon Musk says about Tesla. That may be the most, it's not the most important thing of the day. Did you see there was a special on PBS last night about, rockets and stuff, and Tesla. It was really quite interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, 18 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Doug Stefan here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's 23 after the hour. It's now time for us to delve into the world of social media, sort of an official way. It is the time during the hour where Jay Kirshner takes apart things on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram that pertain to you or not. Well, maybe they strike a chord. That's why they're trending, as it were. And Alan Jackson seems to be trending. We'll find out why right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox.
Don't rock the jukebox. Country superstar Alan Jackson in our focus here, Jay, because
he revealed that he's been living with something called Charcot-Marie-Tooth disorder, CMT, for the last 10 years. It's hereditary, it's not life-threatening, but it causes a lot of issues. It's a neurological disease that was inherited, and the only reason he's coming out with it now is because he said as it's progressing, it's getting a lot harder to hide, and he kind of loses his balance. He is very uncomfortable on stage because he's just kind of in pain and tingling, and he got to the point where he's like, I don't want my fans to think I'm just drunk up there stumbling around. I'm not. And so he has revealed that he's been battling this.
What are the long-term effects of this? If you have Parkinson's, that's not good long-term. It's related to MD as well, it would seem. What's the long term
relationship?
And what causes it? Did he eat something?
No, it's hereditary. So his father had it, his grandmother, his paternal grandmother had it.
Don't you wonder how the first person in the family got it?
Currently, his oldest sister has it.
Wow. Good heavens. That's a lot.
Well, you know
what?
In some ways, I mean, it is sad to know that everybody in his family had to deal with it, but it also might be of comfort because you're used to knowing what it's like, the progression. You probably wrap your mind around it a little bit more, maybe, right? Mm-hmm. If you have people going through it with you.
Oh, for sure. And you probably know different things to
I had just never
alleviate some
heard
symptoms.
Of this. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I had just never even heard of this thing.
It seems like there's always something, well, I don't want to say new because clearly this is not a new disease, but we're always learning about things.
Yeah, something new.
Something rare.
Yeah, he said he's going to try to keep touring as long as he can. And
good
he says, either which way, I've had a beautiful life. I'm very blessed and I have, you know, no regrets.
How old is he?
Nice. What,
62.
What's really nice about Alan Jackson, too, is he, as long as he can play his guitar, he could do the George Strait thing where he's just in one spot. I've seen Alan Jackson before, and he kind of, you know, runs around the stage a little bit, but his music is conducive to just sitting
and playing. George Strait, why does he just stay in one place? Is something wrong with him?
George Strait doesn't need to move. He is so good in concert, he just plays to the crowd. That's
I like
it.
Him
and that's
a
kind
lot.
Of the point. That's kind of the point with Alan Jackson is he doesn't have to be showy because his music is so solid. It doesn't rely on.
You know why?
Chris Stapleton's the same way. He just stands there with his guitar
just
at the mic
and
doesn't
play.
Do anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
The reason I went to it is because Jennifer has taught me a lot about him. Over the years, I didn't really know who he was, but Jennifer's a big fan. And therefore, I think I know more about him than I might some other country singer. I mean, I remember Joe Diffie and having a personal encounter with him. So it's, I guess, like a lot of other things, it's who you have an encounter with, who do you know, and then that familiarity gives you something to talk about a little bit more than the average bear. So that's why I wanted us to get that out and have people understand it, because a lot of people like the guy. Alan Jackson in the Focus, 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is paving the way for electric police vehicles in America as part of its more than $30 billion investment in electrification. Through 2025, Ford is exploring all-electric, purpose-built law enforcement vehicles. To demonstrate that a vehicle with an electric powertrain can deliver strong performance, Ford is submitting an all-electric police pilot vehicle based on the 2021 Mustang Mach-E for testing. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of Republican senators drafted a bill to restrict vaccine passport requirements by federal agencies. The proposed legislation, titled the Prevent Unconstitutional Vaccine Mandates for Interstate Commerce Act, is backed by Senators Rick Scott of Florida, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Mike Lee of Utah, among others. The bill, if passed, would ban proof of vaccine requirements for commerce and travel. GOP senators argued vaccine passports would undermine economic growth and infringe on constitutional rights. Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin on Wednesday.
Who've already had COVID, who have natural immunity, who are looking at, for example, the Mayo's reports, are looking at some of the data and science saying that natural immunity is 13 to 27 times more effective than the vaccine.
The CDC Wednesday urged pregnant women to get the COVID-19 vaccine. They say the benefits outweigh the risks. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As the multi-trillion-dollar infrastructure and spending bill packages head for a vote this week on Capitol Hill, Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York gives MSNBC her point of view.
You know, I think the conversations that happen within the Progressive Caucus are very focused in how do we expand child care, health care, climate action, and restore power to working class people in the United States of America. That is what we talk about. I would say that we have been laser focused on this agenda and delivering for working class families across the country all year. We have two bills at present, one which covers, which underfunds most priorities across the board. So there are very few priorities that even get the full funding that they even need. And then there is the larger, what is known as the budget bill, reconciliation bill. That has the stuff that you're going to feel in your everyday life. Universal pre-K. We're talking about college, you know, community colleges. We're talking about expansion of Medicare, and we're debating including vision and dental in Medicare. Conversations about lowering the age of it, robust climate action, renewable energy, all of that stuff that you're going to feel in your everyday life is in what is known as the Build Back Better Act, a.k.a. the Reconciliation Bill.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thinking and trying to get it right. I've been doing that for a long time. Maybe I've almost gotten there. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner on the DJV Thursday program. Lots of focus on school. Everybody's back in school. There's a principal in a Philadelphia elementary school yesterday who bought 400 pizzas for students because the food service staff quit. They didn't like the school district telling them that they had to get shots. And apparently they didn't have school district had a staff shortage anyway, so they didn't have anybody to send over to cook meals for these children. And see, this is why I was saying what I was saying the last half hour, and I've said it pretty consistently along with Jennifer, even though Jennifer's kind of wishy-washy about the vaccines, I'm not, and that's not a criticism. It just is what it is, given her experience. For me, for Jay, it's the thing to do. And so when you think about in terms of education, even a lot of people that are in school systems, teachers, they don't want to get this for whatever the reason. You'd like to think they're better educated. Well, who am I to say that they're not smart? I just think that it isn't about them. It's about the action. Excuse me. I just think not getting a shot for most people is not a smart thing. It's not good for you. It's not good for your family. It's not good for your friends. It's not good for society. It's just not good. So anyway,
why?
This is...
I don't understand that with the shots, because Pete, whether you're vaccinated or not against COVID, you can still get COVID. You can still spread COVID.
So why the mandates? Why not?
Thank you, Jay.
Mandate common sense. I am vaccinated.
Well, you didn't hear me say I was for the mandates. I'm not for it. You're asking the right question. Why do we have to mandate it? Why can't we?
I mean,
what are we doing?
But I think what Jay's getting at,
yeah,
and exactly where I am too. And I'm not wishy-washy on the vaccine. I think for some people, it's absolutely great. It's the right thing to do.
Yes.
But I think people are not considering natural immunity, and that irritates the heck out of me because it's not black and white.
How do you establish then? Let's tell people how they know if they're naturally immune to it. I would like.
This is the point.
I don't even know that myself.
This is the point. You can get antibody testing. We should be spending time to do stuff like that. We should be focusing on therapeutics so when people get sick, it's easier to take care of the problem. But it seems like the government, it's either you get the vaccine or you're not going to be able to go to work. You're not going to be able to go to a restaurant. You're going to be punished if you don't get the vaccine.
Yes,
how about
you
we
are.
Mandate not going to work and not going to a restaurant when you are sick, period?
Thank
like,
you.
Let's mandate not going out and around people if
and
you are sick.
I was so outraged for you. Jay's husband gets vaccinated, goes to a place where other people are vaccinated.
Jay, excuse me, isn't your husband okay now, getting better?
Well, he's probably going to take a little bit. He still needs naps during the day. He's still very exhausted very easily.
Yeah.
But for the most part, he's not contagious. He's not extremely symptomatic. He
How long did he have it? He had COVID.
This rung-down thing.
When did you recognize?
He contracted it September 9th. We know exactly where he got it, how he got it, because we don't really go out and do anything. And September 12th was the night of September 12th was when he started to feel a little bit run down. That following Monday, September 13th, was when he was kind of fluish. And I was like, okay, just stay away to be sure. And then the 14th, that Tuesday, he lost his smell. And I was like, stay away.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I mean, but on right, Jay's behalf, though, yeah, well, on Jay's behalf, I was outraged because you find out someone who was vaccinated but tested positive for COVID is out gallivanting. And so I think everyone's paying attention to people who are the unvaxxed. They're not even asking if they've recovered from COVID or not, but they're not paying any attention to the people who are vaxxed, who may not have the same antibody reaction as everybody else. They get COVID, and then they go out there and spread it around. So if we're really serious about tamping down the spread, because even the vaccinated are spreading it around, then they should get into the process of either making it easier and quicker and more accurate to test for COVID, or get people on a regimen of testing their antibodies, even the vaccinated, because that way you can tell when you need to go get boosters, if you need to get a booster if you're a vax person, if your natural immunity from recovering from COVID is worn off. You can figure all of that stuff out instead of just making it one way or the other. I mean, it's appalling to me that you would nurses that went to work in the beginning stages of COVID who didn't know what it was, who were scared, who got hotel rooms so they wouldn't bring it home to their family, are now being fired because they don't want to get the vaccine. Give me a break.
Yeah, going from being so celebrated to now you're an issue.
Evil.
That's not okay.
Right. And wait till basketball season starts, because the basketball season, there are a lot of players who are not vaccinated that are not going to be allowed into buildings in certain states and municipalities. It's only going to get worse, I think.
Okay. On the heels of the lunch story from Philadelphia, it appears that the Department of Agriculture, and I've never understood why it's the Department of Ag that is the entity in the government that is providing school lunches. They used to be, and maybe that's how it got started, they used to buy directly from farm organizations the excess cheese, for example, or excess meat, excess whatever they had, and that's how they made their lunches, because there was excess from farmers. Now there isn't so much, or it's become its own boondoggle. So now apparently districts across the country, because they are experiencing these food supply shortages, like we're talking, they have food problem in Philadelphia, personnel problem, the price, I've said this 100 times, but I've said it once in the last couple of months, if you think the price is high on food right now, wait till we get in the middle of winter, when there's no chance for stuff to be grown in most places, even though California, maybe if they get some rain, will come back a little bit. But most of the areas.
Everything is so expensive already, and those prices are going to go up. I was just reading a story about Christmas toys are expected to go up 20%.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is skyrocketing right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
So $1.5 billion is part of the $3 billion that the government is going to spend as part of the reconciliation or part of this bill or whatever, however you're going to come up with the money. It's for market disruptions in agricultural commodities. let's see, another $500 million for disruption to agricultural markets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, I don't know if that's good news. I guess there's so many people. What we learned about food and schools and stuff during the pandemic is that there are many students who get breakfast, lunch, and after-school meals. In other words, everything they eat comes from school. So what does that say about the haves and the have-nots? And, you know, somebody like me who's moderately to pretty heavily contributing to the pile-on when it comes to government spending, is this the right thing for us to do with our tax dollars?
Well, so speaking of that for a second, it isn't always about the haves and the have-nots. I know at LA Unified, they have full school lunch programs, which means they get breakfast, yeah, lunch on campus, and then they're handed a bag to take home for dinner. And I'm not opposed to that, because there's a lot of food insecurity for people who are using the LA Unified, and if that can help keep the kid functional and fed, good on it. But it's not just offered to people like who need it in that income status, because they don't want to create division between the students. So there are a lot of like people whose families can't afford breakfast, lunch, and dinner who are still taking the meals home and then throwing the food away. And I just know this from experience, because my mom taught in LA Unified for 30 years, and they throw out a ton of stuff because they don't want to create the division. I feel like it could be so much more well-targeted to help the people who really need it.
Yeah.
So that the people who don't aren't just tossing it away.
Yeah. Okay, somebody listening carefully to what we're talking about, just send me something that is worth our consideration. We were talking about mandating immunization, right? That's the big thing. Make your own choices, but don't let the government do it. So apparently back in Georgie the Wash's day, there was a smallpox outbreak, and it was a big problem for the army. George Washington thought it could jeopardize the revolution. There had been up in Quebec, the Battle of Quebec, the reason they lost is because there were so many sick Americans. So Georgie the Wash ordered immunizations. It was very quiet, so the British wouldn't hear about how many Americans were sick, but all troops had to get some kind of immunization. Now, I don't know about shots then. I don't know what it was, but it was a smallpox problem. The number of cases went pretty much away, and so the army survived and won most of their battles, but it was very interesting. The biography of Washington was written in 2010, and Ron Chernow got the Pulitzer for it. He writes, Washington was an important military advisor and leader, and this military measure was adopted during the war. And the immunization treatment certainly weren't very safe at that point. They got better during the war. And then there was the story I know right up the street here. A pastor took an opposite point of view to the smallpox vaccine, and he brought it to the Supreme Court. This was quite a while later, but the vaccinations were going on as people were getting the flu of 1918. And there was much talk about mandating it, and apparently there was some mandates. And so this minister took it to court, and you know, I guess the point here that I'm trying to make is that there were times when there were, and this person sent this to me because they thought I should know that there were times in the history of the country when vaccines were mandated, and it was challenged, and it was thrown out, and so forth and so on. So it kind of underscores your argument, both of you, Jay and Jennifer, your argument. Should there be vaccinations? Well, the courts have found already. I'm surprised somebody hasn't brought this to the Supreme Court already. Right? Hasn't it been challenged all kinds of...
I think it's a civil rights issue of our time. And I think once it gets really seriously considered, I'm sure at some point, I mean, you've got airline employees that are being fired, school employees that are being fired, nurses and doctors.
How many actually are being fired, though? Are they really being fired?
With United Airlines, they're about six, I think I heard like 638 or 700 people from United Airlines are going to get fired. Mm-hmm. I don't know from the school district the total. I think we're waiting to, I think honestly we don't quite know yet, because the school districts in New York just started throwing people out. The hospitals just started throwing people out. LA is not going to happen until the middle of October. So I don't think we have a good count yet, because it's just stuff that's getting ready to happen.
Mm-hmm. There's a company called Trinity Health I think they have it down where you are in the Mid-South, Jay. They're in 22 states. They have increased. They have now vaccinated 94% of the people that work for them, up from 75%, which I think is kind of interesting. Genesis Healthcare, another company, operating long-term care facilities in 23 states. The number of COVID cases with their employees fell 50% after all the staff members pretty much got shots this past summer. Isn't that awful to say that? We're out of summer this past summer. Ooh. Not liking that very much, no. All right, so anyway, apparently the noise is coming, at least from some corners, you say, well, the number of people who really refuse the vaccine is getting smaller and smaller and smaller all the time because people have been persuaded by their employer. There have been some employers that said, look, they've had an educational session. This is why you should take it. They didn't say to their employees, get it or you're fired. They took the soft glove approach. Okay, let's have staff meetings and understand what the vaccine is all about. And that seems to, that's where they've had the most success. Hello, duh. And that's what you both are advocating. Let's educate people and not mandate that they take the shot or get fired.
And let's also change the system that we're dealing with this in a very black and white way. I mean, for me, that's the problem. That's what's so suspect about all of it, is that this is not black and white, yet they're treating it like it is. And it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I'm looking at a picture that actually I just went to the to today's New York Times. There's a picture of health officials in Newark giving smallpox vaccinations to people in 1931 because there was a big outbreak after the Dust Bowl, after the or during the Depression, when so many people were congregated together getting food and subs, you know, I mean, during the Depression, this country, what was it, like 60% of the people in the country were out of work. We've never seen the likes of this before, and hopefully we'll never see it again. And that was the real problem. And then during that time, smallpox vaccinations in certain states like New Jersey were required. So anyway, it's it is a back and forth and an up and down, no question. 48 after the hour, DJV time.
Want to learn a new language so it will actually stick? Try Babbel. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people, so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games, or dive into the culture with short videos. Whatever your learning style, Babbel gives you the tools you need. Babbel. More ways to learn. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Want to do that one? All right, here we are, 53 after the hour on the Ever 11 DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. The program that focuses on all kinds of things helpful to get you situated well in your life. And in Tech Talk, Victoria usually picks a couple of different things that impact all of us, and she's not here, so Jay and I will go through this together, including the first item of interest here, which is a way to find a lost iPhone. You know, I actually did this once. I didn't do it because I knew I was able to do it. Apparently, my iPhone was connected to my iPad, and somehow or other I left my iPhone on top of the truck, and I was driving down the street, and obviously it fell off at some point, and I didn't know how to find it, so I forget who I called up. I don't think I called Victoria, but I called somebody and said, if you have an iPad and an iPhone that are in the same, registered to the same user, it automatically has registered in the iPad, your iPhone, and you can trace it. Well, I didn't know that. So apparently there's something new here, or is this just the same app, Jay?
Yeah, it's the same app, but a little bit more enhanced. So if you lost
your
phone...
Have you ever had that experience? Did you ever lose your phone and use one of these?
Not putting it on the top of a vehicle and then driving off, but I lose my phone every day because I'm constantly carrying it around the house with me. I'll put it down really quick, and I always leave my phone on silent so it doesn't make noise. Yeah. So sometimes I'm like, okay, Ryan, call me. And then I'm trying to listen for a vibration. Mm-hmm. But I should just go grab my iPad and pull up this app because it's a little bit enhanced where before, if your phone was lost or stolen, you could find it again as long as it had battery and it was turned on. Well, now with the iOS 15, if you have that operating system along with an iPhone 11 or newer, your phone can be shut off. You can be out of batteries. And you'd still be able to find it.
Well, how the heck does that work? I get to wonder how there's no energy in it. So you just go to the settings on this app, and it says find my iPhone, and that's it, huh? That's
exactly, yeah. You go to your settings, tap your name, tap Find My, and then toggle Find My iPhone, make sure it's on. And you'll know it's on because if you go to turn off the phone, iPhone findable after power off will be the message you see. And then you'll know that it's up.
Huh. Isn't that amazing? How do people figure this out? I have so much admiration for the people who have figured this stuff all out. Is it something that a computer has figured out? This has to be real humans. Don't tell me a computer figured this out, please. I don't want to know that.
No, I believe it's humans, and even if it is a computer figuring out the exact algorithm or whatever, humans have to finite it. They have to fix it. They have to get all into the nooks and crannies of it, I'm sure. Yeah. It's humans. We're going to say it.
So, anyway, you can find this by going to iCloud.com, find and sign in using your Apple ID. You know, I find that's the most difficult thing, the IDs. I've always had trouble with IDs. I was trying to get into the National Association of Farm Broadcasters website, and it is impossible for me to do that because it's so disjointed. And I think a lot of times these things are difficult, and people like me that aren't real sophisticated don't figure out how to use it. All right, in a moment, problems at Cadillac and General Motors from the technology point of view. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. All right, so if you're driving a Cadillac, this probably isn't of interest to you, but if you're buying a Cadillac and you want an Escalade because it has a hands-free driving feature, forget about it, because this is something I've said, why don't they do this a long time ago when there was a, you know, the first realization that these chips were cutting into production as much as they are. But anyway, is this considered a key feature? I wouldn't ever use it, would you, Jay? Hands-free driving? Who the hell needs to have a car with hands-free driving?
Yeah, if you're behind the wheel, you need to be fully paying attention.
Yeah, thank you.
And letting it do its thing.
So, no, it's too bad. I can't buy my Cadillac because it doesn't have the Super Cruise mode. Come on. Forget about it. Well, you wouldn't even, probably they don't even have to tell us that. How many people are going to ask that question?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.